Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A Republican elected to Congress from Louisiana in November has died of complications from COVID-19. That's according to a spokesman for 41-year-old Luke Letlow. He died at a hospital in Shreveport days before he was to be sworn in to the House. Letlow was originally admitted to a hospital in Monroe on December 19th before being transferred. Doctors in Colorado say a man in his 20s is the first person diagnosed in the U.S. with a COVID-19 variant. Desmond O'Boyle with member station KUNC says the man lives southeast of Denver.
State health officials say they have notified the CDC of a positive test for the COVID-19 variant B117, which was first detected in the United Kingdom. The patient, a male in his 20s, is in isolation and has no reported travel history. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, Colorado's top infectious disease expert, says there is still a lot to learn about the new strain.
What we understand so far is that it doesn't appear that these strains, these variants in the UK and South Africa are causing more severe illness.
Herlihy, he says at this point, there's no indication that vaccines would be less effective in prevention transmission of the variant. For NPR News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle in Greeley.
Britain is authorizing the emergency use of a COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The vaccine's rollout in the UK is expected to begin next week. Health officials say AstraZeneca's vaccine should be easier to distribute across the UK because it doesn't need to be stored at extremely cold temperatures. Hospitals in London and southern England have been crowded in recent weeks because of a COVID-19 variant that's been spreading there. Top officials with the European Union have formally signed the post-Brexit trade agreement reached with Britain. The deal is still subject to approval from the EU legislature and the British Parliament. Cold War spy and former U.S. Navy analyst Jonathan Pollard and his wife have arrived in Israel. NPR's Scott Newman reports.
Pollard, a former U.S. Navy analyst who passed secrets to Israel in the mid-1980s, was released from prison 5 years ago. Last month, the Justice Department allowed his bail to expire, setting him free to travel to Israel. Pollard and his wife Esther, who is undergoing treatment for cancer, arrived at Ben-Gurion Airport outside of Tel Aviv on Wednesday. U.S. officials have long maintained that Pollard did irreparable damage to U.S. intelligence with leaks of satellite photos and details of Soviet weaponry in exchange for gifts and cash from his Israeli handlers. But Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has sought his release, which is viewed as a parting gift to Israel from President Trump before he leaves office. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. The Justice Department says it's closing its investigation into the fatal police shooting of a 12-year-old boy in Ohio 6 years ago. The DOJ says it found insufficient evidence to file federal criminal charges against two Cleveland police officers involved in the shooting of Tamir Rice, who was black. The two officers are white. Rice was shot while playing with a pellet gun outside a recreation center. In China, 10 people from Hong Kong are facing time behind bars after being convicted of crossing the border illegally. Their sentences range from 7 months to 3 years in prison. As NPR's John Ruwitz reports, the group was apprehended after Beijing imposed a new national security law in Hong Kong.
Two were found guilty of organizing the illegal border crossing and given longer sentences. One was sentenced to 3 years in prison and fined 20,000 yuan, or about $3,000. The other was given a 2-year sentence and fined 15,000 yuan. The rest were sentenced to 7 months in prison and also given a fine for illegal border crossing. Two minors were in the group of activists that was picked up at sea off Hong Kong in late August. They were not part of the one-day trial. Local news reports said mainland authorities were handing the two juveniles over to Hong Kong police. Activists had called for the group known as the Hong Kong 12 to all be sent back instead of standing trial in mainland China. John Ruwitz, NPR News.
More aftershocks are being reported in Croatia following yesterday's strong earthquake that killed at least 7 people and left dozens injured. The quake had a magnitude of 6.3. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.